Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips and this is the day's news. Reinforcement firefighters are pouring into France from all over Europe. Firefighters from various different countries have come to help France fight the fires currently ablaze in the Gironde and Landes. At the last count, more than 7,400 hectares have been destroyed. German and Romanian firefighters arrived yesterday, and at midday today, 146 Polish firefighters are expected, the largest detachment of the European aid. Austrian firefighters will also be in place by the end of the day. Other countries have provided material aid. Italy has sent two Canadair amphibious aircraft, and Greece and Sweden have provided four planes belonging to the European Union. Volunteer firefighters are also being urged to play their part. Several companies, such as Orange or Carrefour, have decided to relax their rules to allow any volunteer firefighter employees to report for duty. Renaud Muselier, who is president of the PACA region, has said that any volunteer firefighters whose day job was in public services or schools could be mobilised to help tackle the wildfires. The National Institute for Statistics and Economic Studies, INSEE, has unveiled France's unemployment rate for the second quarter, which remains almost stable at 7.4%. Speculation continues as to just what the FBI was looking for when raiding Donald Trump's residence. According to the Washington Post, the Federal Board of Investigation was tracking down confidential documents about American nuclear weapons. The search is unprecedented in American politics and was approved by US Attorney General Merrick Garland. COVID vaccines do not heighten the risk of miscarriages or high-risk pregnancies. This is the conclusion of a Canadian study published today in the journal The Lancet. As part of the project, 200,000 people were vaccinated and then observed. In France, a second booster dose is recommended for pregnant women from the first trimester. And finally, the long weekend means that traffic throughout France will be at red and even black levels for the next few days, according to the website Bison Futé. From everyone at English Waves, have a lovely three-day weekend. You've been listening to the day's news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.